In her poem, Phoning Home, Melissa Dalton Bradford expresses the yearning that many people feel to connect, to commune with the Eternal Mother. The title of the poem itself is an obvious analog for prayer, that she's phoning home, seeking to speak to the Father, The title of the poem itself is an obvious analog for prayer, of attempting to get back to one's roots, of to reach back home through the process of speaking, through this process of communication. The poem begins, "I called to talk with Mom, but Dad was on the other end and would speak for her." And she kind of mourns this, this coming between. She uses three different words in the poem to point to this intermediary action of the Father speaking for the mother, or interpreting our words for the mother, interpreting her words for us. She uses the German word for Sprecher, a Norwegian word, Ordfører, probably butchering these words, and the French word porte-parole. All of them point to the idea of an intermediary. Again, someone who's coming between another person or two people in an act of communication. Now, Melissa, she says, "But really, I'd rather speak right to her, not through you," I joked, not wanting to be ugly or difficult or to snub him, so he put us on speakerphone. In all of her efforts to reach to the mother, the Father kind of comes between them. He mediates the interaction between them, and perhaps there's a reason for this with our relationship with our mother in heaven, but we've been counseled very specifically not to pray to her publicly. But I think more and more people are reaching to different ways of communing with the mother. For instance, in the poems I've been reading about Mother in Heaven, in much of the artwork that has been made about her, I believe this is an attempt to commune with her, to put our presence out there in a way that connects with her presence, that puts us into contact with her in this very personal way. But Melissa's poem is kind of, it's a yearning, it's also a mourning, a lamentation that she can't speak directly with the mother, that's what she wants to do. And as helpful as the Father is, or as helpful as our interpretation of the Father is, in terms of the patriarchal culture that is developed within Mormonism, as helpful as that tries to be, sometimes it just puts a more of a gap between us and the mother, can put more of a gap between us and the mother, and it kind of makes it a, what does she say here, an amplified supermarket public announcement system echo, just an echo, this kind of very impersonal way of connecting. That's what happens when she phones home to talk to Mom, that Dad makes it this very impersonal connection between them. She wants, but she concludes the poem, "No intermediary, please, if I could just speak. If she could just speak, if she would just be the one on the other end when I called to talk with Mom," seeking for this way to connect with the mother. And for now, I think one way, again, to do this, that we have been doing this, many people have been doing, is through the poems, which kind of border on prayer. They touch prayer. Poems and prayer have a very intimate history. And also in the artwork, these acts of communion that go, that approach prayer, but they go beyond prayer. And I think maybe that's one way that many people have attempted to connect with the mother, and that's one way that we can perhaps connect effectively with her.